now we're up here on the deck, on the main deck of the LST, which is crowded and packed with vehicles of every sort. The trucks are full. Just reading the names on the boxes of some of them. Here's one that says cartridges, and another one says hand grenades, and they're all the bags, the bedrolls in which these men are going to sleep. I wonder what these soldiers feel like. I mean, here they are aboard the LST, their last link with a peaceful life. They're just as sealed here as though they had severed every connection with the outside world. I wonder what they're thinking about. I wonder what they feel about everything that's going to come. Let's ask one of them. Hey, soldier, come over here, will you?
Yes. What's your name?
Staff Sergeant Alexander Hans.
Alexander Hans. Where do you come from, Alex?
Chicago, Illinois.
From Chicago, huh?
Yes.
What do you feel about this thing now that you're on?
Well, sir, I feel a lot better since we're on this system here. Because it seems like we're doing more good than we was on the last dog.
What was the last one?
It was an LST.
So that was one of the maneuvers, was it?
Yes, sir, it was. Maneuver.
Is this one any different than that one?
Yes, it is. It seems like we have a lot more equipment than we
did have the last time.
More guns, I suppose.
Yes.
You think this is going to be the real thing this time?
Well, I really can't say.
You think so?
I don't know.
Does it worry you?
No, it doesn't worry me any.
You aren't scared?
No.
You're all set?
Yes.
Well, that's fine, Staff Sergeant Pat. These kids are certainly security conscious because there's no chance of any leakage from the ship as it is at the moment, but that one wasn't telling us anything. I wonder whether they really do know what sort of an operation they're going on, that it really is the real thing. There's a captain coming along here. I'll ask him. Captain, do you have a minute? Can I see you?
Yes, your man.
What's your name, by the way?
The Captain Wood.
Captain Wood? Well, I was just talking to one of your men, Captain, and, you know what?
Officers are security-minded also, probably even more so than the men.
Well, what sort of a briefing have you had then, Captain, or don't you want to tell us?
Well, all I can say is I've had a briefing on this exercise.
All right, that's fine. Well, what sort of shape do you think the men are that you've got along with you? They got a lot of training?
Well, as far as I can see, or from what I have seen of the men, I think they're well capable of doing any job that
the exercise may demand.
That is correct.
Is that right?
That's fine.
Putting words in my mouth. How did the loading go on the ship here, from your point of view?
The loading on the ship seems to have gone without any bit of trouble whatsoever.
It certainly looked smooth from where we were down below watching it. Everything came over very quickly.
Seems well organized.
Yeah,
that's the Army for you, you know.
Well, how are they settling down here on board?
Everybody comfortable, and,
or as comfortable as they can be?
Yes, they are. The men seem to have been on these boats before.
It's a bit like out now, as Captain Wood said. And the trucks are all on, the soldiers are all on. And
there are other LSTs in the same condition as this one,
with soldiers lining the rails and with trucks full of equipment, both inside on the tank deck and up on the main deck, which is where we're standing now on our ship. The LST 48 is just beginning to get underway. We're pushing away from the hard, away from the shore where we're loaded, and we're going back to our anchorage where we will stay until we set off on this coming expedition. Our last link with the land has been cut. I return you now to the United States.